And staying with television, we want to follow up on the conversation we had earlier this week with filmmakers Ken Burns and Lynn Novick. The final episode of their 18-hour documentary, The Vietnam War, airs tonight on PBS. No more war, USA. Right there, you hear the tension of that era. Here now is Peter O'Dowd is back. And Peter, this week you brought us the filmmakers and a little with Daniel Ellsberg, the military analyst who leaked the Pentagon Papers in 1971. These were the top secret government papers, the study of the war commissioned by Defense Secretary Robert McNamara. And today we wanted to hear a little more about Ellsberg.
Right. And that document that Ellsberg leaked, the Pentagon Papers, was proof that for decades, the highest levels of the U.S. government had been misleading the American public about the involvement in the Vietnam War. And the documents played a huge role turning the American public's tide against the war. So I wanted to make sure that Ellsberg had seen the entire film before we spoke, which he did. So did a guy named John McAuliffe, who was a peace activist at the time. He joined us for the conversation. McAuliffe led a group called the Committee of Returned Volunteers, and he was at many of the major protests in the 1960s and 70s.
And they felt that there were some major omissions in the film.
Yeah, they did. You know, both men said that they liked the film. It was a great feat of filmmaking. But McAuliffe says he thought the depiction of the war protests were done in little bits and pieces throughout the 18 hours and without full explanation. And, you know, he uses the 1967 march on the Pentagon as an example of this. Here's an excerpt of my conversation with both of the men about that day.
Both Dan and I were at the Pentagon march in different capacities. And it's worth talking about that. We're actually
I was writing the Pentagon Papers as right. as a RAND consultant to the Defense Department. I did march, and then I went inside the Pentagon actually with my Pentagon pass at that point
to work on
no
that
to
project.
Watch from inside. I actually went in. The Pentagon Papers were being written in an office next to McNamara's office, and it was a Saturday, and I think it had been suggested that people not come in, so the office that I was in was almost deserted. And I went next door to McNamara's office, and he was standing there watching from a window, and I stood at another window and looked down at the arrests in the crowd.
And I was down there.
Sympathizing with him.
I mean, I think that's what – I mean, it's a good example of what gets left out. The film goes just as far as people moving towards the Pentagon and some initial confrontations with military, but it doesn't at all describe what's happening, the 1,000-plus people sitting on the Pentagon steps – people singing America the Beautiful, draft cards being burned, that backside of the story of the nonviolent civil disobedience, the, in a sense, patriotic, I characterize it as the last patriotic peace demonstration. And I just don't get the film communicating any of that dimension of what was going on in people's lives. Huh.
And all the while, you were outside the Pentagon. Daniel Ellsberg was inside as the Pentagon Papers were being written. Dan, did you know at that time that you would do what you would do with those papers?
No, by no means. Not at all. I was helping write them at that point.
But
in
you say you were sympathetic.
We're talking about 67. In my memory, I would extend what John said to two later events. First of all, the draft resistance, the enormous nonviolent draft resistance, in which 180,000 Americans' files were referred for charges by the Justice Department for non-cooperation with the draft, and 4,000 people went to prison, people like Bob Eaton, David Harris, Randy Keeler in particular, none of whom were shown in the film. In fact, their existence was not even mentioned in the film. The draft resistors who went to prison, not to Canada. In terms of the power of that action on my life, I would say without those draft resistors, no Pentagon Papers for what that was worth.
Peter, what an incredible image of Daniel Ellsberg standing with McNamara looking at the protesters.
The window, yeah.
And we know that years later, McNamara apologized for the Vietnam War. What an image. So do you think their criticism is fair?
Well, look, the filmmakers covered a lot of territory on the protest movement. The riots at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, the Kent State shooting, the protest at Columbia University, the teach-ins, the vets who came back from the war and then joined the protest movement. But I do think it's amazing that even in a documentary that's 18 hours long, there's still a feeling among people like Ellsberg and McAuliffe who lived it, who felt that there was still important important things left out. And that's just got to speak to how complex and how chaotic and how much turmoil there was in that era.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd. Peter, thank you.
You're welcome.
And later today, we'll post our earlier interviews with David Ellsberg about how he hid and copied those Pentagon papers. That'll be at herenow.org.